May I suggest to you, may I suggest this is the best part of your life? May I suggest this time is blessed for you? This time is blessed and shining, almost blinding bright. Just turn your head and you'll begin to see the thousand reasons that were just beyond your sight. The reasons why I suggest to you, why I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a world that's been addressed to you, intended only for your eyes. A secret world, like a treasure chest for you, a private dreams and brilliant scenes that mesmerize. A lover's trusting smile, a tiny baby's hand, the million stars that fill the turning sky at night. And I suggest to you, and I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a hope that's been expressed in you, the hope of 7 generations, maybe more. This is the faith that they invest in you. It's that you'll do one better than was done before. Inside you understand. Inside you know what's yours to finally set right. Yes, I suggest to you. Yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. This is a song. Comes from the west, comes from the slowly setting sun. With a request of you, to see how very short the endless days will run. And when they're gone, when the dark descends, we'd give anything for one more hour of light. And I suggest this is the best part of your life.
Let's get ready for meditation. Allow yourself to adjust your body in your chairs so that you're relaxed so that you can feel the flow of your breath through your body. And let's take that breath, that deep breath that brings us here to this present moment. And as we take another breath, we release all the busyness, all the questions, all the fears, all the not knowing. We release it all. And we take time. Time to be. Not do, just be. Be in this moment. Be in that moment as we go to our secret place. The secret place of the Most High. To that indwelling knowing. That indwelling knowing that knows the truth. Knows the truth of what and who we are. And we make space for that. And we allow it to expand out. Expand out from that place. And we allow it to bless us. We allow it to bless us in discernment. Bless us in wisdom. Bless us in knowing and walking as oneness. Bless us in knowing as we take the steps that come from our inner divinity. As we accept ourselves. Accept ourselves exactly as we are right now. It knows the power and the truth and the authenticity that we are. And we are filled with gratitude for that knowing. We are filled with gratitude for all the experiences, all the people that have come to bless us, that has come into our lives to help us shift, transform, and transcend. That's our purpose here. To not block, but embrace. Embrace all, knowing that it helps us to our higher purpose. And this only happens when we start with ourselves. Accepting who and what we are. Accepting the mistakes that were made. Accepting the forgets. Accepting the words that came out in anger. Accepting the love and compassion that you are. It is wholeness. Wholeness is what brings us to that level of acceptance. And as you go into the silence, give yourself permission to feel the acceptance of what you are. in the silence. And we give thanks. Thanks for this moment of communion. Communing with the divine. Communing with the group's energy. Holding that oneness. And as we come awake from that internal communion, we are filled. Filled with self-love, self-acceptance, so that we can be love and acceptance to others. As we build a community of expansive beings, expansive beings ready to know their purpose, ready to be in the world as the light that they are. And for all this and so much more, we say thank you. And so it is. Amen.